Okay, today's shiur is Mitzvah Taf Tzadi Hey, Mitzvah 495, the Mitzvah to listen to the Beis Din HaGadol. This is one of those major mitzvahs that we could spend many hours on. We will try to squeeze in what we have over the next 2 days or so. Says the Torah, in Perek Yud Zayin, Pasuches, Ki Palei Mimcha Davar, Bein Dam Lodam, Bein Din Lodin, Bein Neg Lanega, if there is something hidden from you regarding blood, Dam Lodam, Din Lodin, Nega or Nega, Divrei Rivos Bisharecha, any type of machlokes in your gates, in your cities, Vikamtava Alisa, Ela Makoma Sheyivcha Hashem Alakecha Bo. You shall go up. As the Chazal say, Eretz Yisrael is the Gavoa Mikol Arasos, and Yerushalayim is Gavoa from the rest of Eretz Yisrael. You shall go up to the place that Kadosh Baruch Hu chooses. As we've mentioned, Yerushalayim is never mentioned in the Torah. You should go to where Hashem will choose. Nowhere in the Torah does it say exactly Yerushalayim. That's why David HaMelech even had Sveikus about where he was supposed to build the Beis HaMikdash, which land to buy. But Hashem says, you go to the place that I will show you. The Vilna Gaon on this Pasuk points out that this Pasuk is alluding to the three types of questions that one might ask regarding a Beis Din before we get to today's mitzvah. Din ladin, dam ladam, and nega lanega. Says the Gra, every question in halacha could either be answered mutter, asur, chayiv, pater, tahar, tame. One of those six words is the answer that the posik is going to give. Why? Because there are three areas of halacha that are spoken about. Dini mamanis, Tzchayiv and Pater, Isser v'Heter, Asser and Mutter, and Tumah v'Tahara. Those are three areas, so alluded in this Pasuk are the three types of questions that one asks the Posek or the Beis Din. So, if I don't know something, I go up to the Beis Din HaGadol, Uvasa El HaKohanim HaLeviyim. We will go up to the Kohanim, the Leviyim, HaKohanim HaLeviyim, so Rashi adds in, SheYatsu MiShevet Levi, HaKohanim that also happened to be Leviyim, from Shevet Levi, VeEl HaShofet, SheYeh BeYamim Ahem, and to the Shofet, that is in your days, VeDarashta VeYigidu Lecha, Eis Dvar HaMishpat, and you will seek out, and he will tell you, the Dvar HaMishpat, the law. What does it mean, in your the Shofet that is in your day? So I'll have to get back to that, but let's read Rashi now already. Rashi tells us, V'yafilu eino kishar shoftim, shahayu lefanav, atatzarach lishmo'alo. Even if he's not like the Shofet from earlier generations, I only want to ask my questions to Rabbi Akiva Eiger. I'm sorry, I only go to Rabbi Akiva Eiger. I'm sorry, Rabbi Akiva Eiger didn't live in this century. I only want to ask my questions to the Maharal, the Rambam. Okay, we have to deal with it. Even though he's not like Shar Shoftim. Shahayu Lefana, Vatar Tzarech Lishmolo. You have to go to the one in your generation. Ein Lecha El HaShofet Shebiyamecha. Right, you have to just know the Shofet in your day. That is the what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants you to do. It's even Rav Pinkus in his Sefer on Chumash right here. He quotes that Rashi says, right, this idea of Ein Lecha El HaShofet Shebiyamecha. And we have to have the proper respect and covet for the Rabbanim that are giving those decisions. HaTorah Nitna L'Chachamim Sheba'oso Adar. Just like in the days of the Tanaim, Rabbi Gamliel and Rabbi Yeshua, and Rabbi Gamliel was the Posek, and he forced Rabbi Yeshua to come to him on the Yom Kippur that Rabbi Yeshua thought was Yom Kippur. Rabbi Gamliel said, I'm the decider, and there only could be one leader, and you have to follow me. And even quotes a similar story there from the Gra. We just quoted a Gra. From the Gra, there was a story in the Gra, there was a tailor, that on Erev Shabbos, there was a question about a chicken that came up at his house. So the tailor sent one of his kids to go ask the Gra. You know, in Vilna, who else he has to go ask the Gra? What exactly is the halacha? And the Gra sent back a message, a strafe. Strafe, sorry, you can't eat the chicken. But the wife of the tailor didn't know that the husband was sending the child to the Vilna Gaon, and she sent a different child to go to ask the Rav of Vilna, whoever, the Rav Shmuel ben Rav Avigdor, right, to ask him the question. And he answered, it's kosher. The chicken's kosher. And now what do you do? You got one answer from the Gra and one answer from the Rav of the Kehila. Chazru l'Rav va'amru lo. They went back to Rav Shmuel ben Rav Avigdor and said, the Vilna Gaon said it's treif. He went to the Gra and said, Atamnam gadol mimeni b'toras eres monim. You obviously are the Gra. I'm not comparing myself to you as no one in that generation or centuries before and after the Gra. Ach, but if we paskin like you, you will undermine the authority of the rabbinate in this city. And they'll think, oh, the Gra is the only one that knows and nobody else knows anything. Alena Lavos, you know what you have to do? What we have to do? We have to go to the tailor's house on Friday night and eat from the chicken. That's the only way that they heard that you bastard, and I heard I kashered. The only way that it would work if you go there. That's the only way to fulfill, to keep the authority of the rabbinate. So the Gra says, okay. It's an amazing point to the Gra. So the Gra says, fine. And the Gra goes And Kshigia Labes HaChayav, as Yashu, they got sat down, and the wife was about to bring in the chicken, or she brought in the chicken, whatever it is. At that moment, the string that was holding onto the candle, whatever it was, in the house fell, and the wax spilled and flew and went onto the chicken, and Lamaisa, nobody had to eat it because it was Vaday Treif. Now, Kadosh Baruch Hu takes care of the Gra. Kadosh Baruch Hu takes care of, like the Gemara says, even Behemten Shal Tzadikim are prevented. So through here, so it worked out that the Gra was about to eat it. So he gave the proper covet to the Rabbanus of Vilna, but he didn't have to eat something that he felt was inappropriate, right? Even though keeping with stories of the Gra was very makban on mayim gluyim, on revealed water, even though the Shulchan Aruch says one can be mekel about it today. But they say one time the Gra was given it, even though his shamish knew that he wasn't supposed to have it, and the Gra had headaches the whole day, and difficulty with focusing, and he asked the Talmud, he says, I know you did something, I know it! And he had to confess, because the Vilna Gaon, on his level, felt what he was imbibing and ingesting. Anyway, so the Torah continues. This is all background to today's mitzvah. So what is it? So we go to the shofet that is in our generation. The asisa, here's the assay. The asisa al piyadavar sher yigidu lecha. You will do, based on the words that they tell you, min hamakoma hu asher yivchar Hashem, from that place that Hashem chooses, v'shamarta la'asos kechol asher yarucha. And you will be guard. You shall keep everything that they paskin for you. Apiatara, and the Torah continues, Apiatara she yorucha, according to the Torah, that is paskin v'alamishpat asher yomalucha ta'aseh, according to the law that you shall do. And then, lo sasur min adar asher yigidu lecha yamin u'smol, do not diverge, do not go against what the rabbi tells you, right or left. So what does that mean, right or left? We'll have to see. Let's just finish the psukim. V'ha'ish asher yaseh v'zadon, and someone who acts willfully against levilti shmo al kohen ha'omeid l'shari shem et Hashem alakecha, against the kohen or the shofet umesa ishahu chayiv misa. This, of course, as we know, is called zakein mamre. That Hashem will talk more about on tomorrow's mitzvah, the next mitzvah. And v'chol ha'am yishmu v'yirau v'lo yizidun oz. And the whole nation will hear about this, and they will fear, and they will not do anything more. So this is all the background. We have an asay and a los asay regarding the power, the koach harabanan, known as the Isser of Los Asur, and the Mitzvah Asay of listening to the Rabbanan. So now we get into the Sefer HaChinuch, right? A very well-known, lots to discuss relating to this Mitzvah. Says the Sefer HaChinuch, Lishmoa, the Mitzvah is Lishmoa, but called Bezdin HaGadol, to listen to the Bezdin HaGadol. The Lasos, Kolamashi, Yitzavu, Osanu, Bedarki HaTorah. Everything that the Sanhedrin HaGadol commands us in the ways of the Torah, ba'asur mutter, tamei tar, chai pater, right? Alluding to that Vilna Gaon that we just mentioned. In any area, u'b'chal davar she'yira lahem shu chizuk v'tikun b'datenu. Any area which they feel needs chizuk, needs explanation, needs their input, that is what this mitzvah relates to. V'alzeh ne'mar, and this is what the pasuk says that we just read, v'yasisa al pi adavar asher yagidu lecha, you shall follow everything that they say, v'nichba v'samach l'chizak adavar, and it says it in the following pasuk again, al pi atorah asher yarucha v'al mishpat asher yomer lecha ta'aseh, you shall follow them. V'ein hefresh, and again, so let's just foreshadow for a moment, the mitzvah is for sure regarding the Bezdin HaGadol. Listening and not listening to the Bezdin HaGadol is the Aseh and the Lo Aseh. Expanding beyond that, that's already a Shaila. We'll have to see what the Rambam says and what the Sefer HaChinuch says. But what is included? There's two questions. Number one, what is included in the material, in the content? And number two, who is included in this mitzvah? So first the what? The Ein Hefrish Bazeh. Bein Adavar She'yiruhu He'midaitam. There is no difference between if it's something that they decide themselves. O Adavar She'yotzi'uhu Behekish Menakeshim. Shatorni Reshes Bahen. Or it's something that they darshan from the Yud Gimel Midos. O Hadavar She'yaskimu Alav Shu Soda Torah. Or some secrets. O Bechol Inyan Acher She'yirulan Shadavar Kain. Any topic that they decide, they feel that they have to give their input on, al hakol anu chayavin lishmo alahen. Regarding all of it, we have to listen. And that's what it says in the Medrash, in the Sifri. Ash yom alecha ta'aseh, zu mitzvah ta'aseh. So this is content point number one. Any drushes, any hesver. The controversial point is not yet said here. That's said in tomorrow's mitzvah, where the Sefer HaChinuch discusses a machlokas between the Rambam and the Ramban. But instead of looking at it through the eyes of the Chinuch, we could read the Rambam and the Ramban. The Rambam himself says, both in Hilchas Mamrim and elsewhere, the Rambam says that there's something else that is included in this mitzvah's asay of listening to the rabbis. And again, if you look, just look at the next one, the Minchas Chinuch discusses these together, so we could have some overlap as well. He already modeled it for us. The Losa asay, Shalo Lahamros, Alpi Bezen HaGadol, Shiamdu Yisrael, not to rebel, not to go against what the Bezen HaGadol says, just to read the first paragraph there. Shenimnanu Milachlok Al Baalei HaKabbalah Aleihem HaShalom, not to go against and argue with the Baalei HaMesorah, U Milash, Aleihem HaShalom, U Milashos Esdivrehem, U Milashanos Esdivrehem, U Vilatzeis Mimitzvosam, to change any of their words, to go against their mitzvos, B'cholen Yoni HaTorah. Right, that's the Losa say. Losasar min adavar shegidu l'cha yaminu small. So, there is a very well-known, important machlokas between the Rambam and the Ramban regarding this. Everybody agrees that Losasar includes Bezen HaGadol, and it includes Dinin D'Oraisa. The question is, does it include more in each of those categories? Is it only Bezen HaGadol? And is it only Mitzvahs D'Oraisa? So the Ramban says, that's it. That's it. That's what it says in the Torah. That's all that's included. But the Chinuch in one direction and the Rambam in another direction include more. The Rambam in Hilchas Mamrim, in the first parak, quotes examples. First he starts off, Bezen HaGadol Shebi Yerushalayim Heim Iker Torah Shebal Peh. They are the source of it all. Veim Amud HaHora'ah U'mehem Choku Mishpah Yotzei L'chol Yisrael. And from them, law goes out from Israel. Right? Ki Mitzion Teitzei Torah. Kol Mishe'eno Osek HaRasan Over Belo Saseh. That's the Isra of Lo Sasser. Vein Lokin Alav Zeh. Mibdei She'nitin Lashar Zeh Misas Bezdin. Not for us now. There's no Malkus because it's possible to get Misa, meaning Zakin Mamre. Bezdin, we'll talk about that in the next mitzvah. But then the Rambam adds, what's included? If they say what? Echad Dvarim Shelomdu Osan Mipi Ashmua Veim Torah Shebal Peh. Whether it's dinim da'araisa, ve'achad shadvarim shalamdu osami pi daitan ba'achas ben amidos shatara nidreshes behen, whether they use one of the yud gimel midos, v'nira be'inam shadin badavar zekeinu, ve'achad dvarim sh'asu osan siyag la'torah, or, is the key line, yisurei d'rabanan. The Rambam includes yisurei d'rabanan. Ulefi ma'asha ha'shad tzricha, ve'im gzeros v'atakanos v'haminhagos. Kol echad echad mishloshet dvarim elu mitzvot asei l'shmo mehen v'over alachas men over below sasei. And if anybody violates, then they are going to violate the lo sasei. So the Rambam says, if somebody would take right with their left hand on Shabbos because they think this is not the law, they don't. The rabbis don't have any right to make such a law. Or if somebody does any yisur d'rabanan on Shabbos, you know, takes medicine in a situation where they were not allowed to take medicine, any case of biting one's nails on purpose, you know, whatever yisur d'rabanan one can come up with. And one does that, vadai, one violates not only the issa d'rabanan of whatever the context is, but also the issa d'araisa of lo sasser. This is the sheet of the Rambam, he says it here, he says it in Sefer HaMitzvahs as well, just in case we weren't sure if he really felt that. That is the Rambam. And the Ramban has his famous question on the Rambam. Again, there are a number of questions, but the most famous common one, and the Minchas Chinuch already mentions this in the beginning of the mitzvah, in Oz Gimel, he quotes the Rambam, he quotes the Ramban's kasha, and that is, if it's true that every time you violate an Issa D'Oraisa, you also violate an Issa D'Rabanan. If you violate an Issa D'Rabanan, you violate an Issa D'Oraisa, so what do you do with all the chilukim in halacha between D'Rabanan and D'Oraisas? For example, Savi D'Rabanan Lekula, Savi D'Oraisa Lechumra. According to the Rambam, you never have Savi D'Rabanan Lekula. It's always a D'Oraisa. Among others, the Gemara says, this is D'Oraisa, Tefillah is D'Rabanan, and Kriyat Shema is D'Oraisa. You have many distinctions between D'Rabanans and D'Oraisas. So the Ramban says, that's why I can't fathom the svar for the Rambam. In one line, the Ramban says, unless he says this, but I think that's pretty dachuk. But that's the answer that most Achronim give. What is that answer? And that is, maybe you're right. If you violate a D'Oraisa Bevadai, then you violate a D'Rabana, you violate a D'Rabana Bevadai, you violate a D'Oraisa Bevadai. But maybe built into the system is Safik is different. A Vade D'Rabanan is a Vade D'Oraisa. Safik D'Rabanan? Built in, the Rabbanan said, our law doesn't stand in this context. Where it's a suffix in the language of the early Achronim, Kahai Gavna Lo Tiknu. In this regard, the Rabbanan never meant their law to stand in a case of suffix. Right? The Ramban himself mentions that as a possibility, but he says, Zed Dover Ikesh, that's a crooked answer, and the Megillas Esther and all those who follow him say no. That is exactly the pshat. The Meshech Chachma uses this idea at length in our parsha, where he discusses, he gives the mashal, he says, after all, there's a big difference between Dinan Darabanan and Dinan Daraisa. He says, Dinan Daraisa, you have to be extremely careful about, even B'makam Safik. Why? Because, and it sounds like he's being mechalik between Yisurei Chafsa and Yisurei Gavra, by Nisur Daraisa, so these atoms are poisonous for my neshama. HaKadosh Baruch Hu created this. He created this Isser. He told me it's Asser. So even if I'm not sure if the Isser exists, I'm not allowed to do it. Because this is a Suffolk poison. That's by Doraisas. But by Darabanans, what's the issue by Darabanans? Right? Says the Meshech Chachma. We know the halach is. If one Bezdin makes a law, 100 years later, the later Bezdin might change the law. What does that show? That the Rabbanan cannot create eternal laws. All they can relate is regulate normative behavior of people. Focus on the Gavra. They can tell us what to do and what not to do. But they can't change molecules and actual mitziyos of realities. So what do you see from that? Yisurei Rabbanan, the focus is the person, not so much the content of what is said. And he gives a mashal. Mor b'malchus. If a king wants to build a highway through my backyard for the good of the tzibur. And I say, No, I don't want you to build a highway. He says, no, I need to build this highway for the good of the tzibur. And I say, no. So halacha is, if a person does that, they're more b'malchus, they're chayim misa. Does Hashem really care about this highway? Is that a mitzvah, the highway, and I'm violating? The answer is no. The content of more b'malchus is not the issue. The issue is the fact that I'm rebelling against the king. He says, that's more b'malchus. He says the same thing when it comes to din and drabanan. So when it's a vaday din derabanan that I'm violating, then it turns into a losasur. But with the second that it's a suffik, says the Meshech Chachma, then violating is not considered a violation. Because, kahai gav novo tiknu, umadua lo ye mutter, why shouldn't it be nutter? He says that's the answer to the Ramban's kasha, and you have to read all the Rambams together, the Rambam here, and Hilchos Mamrim, and Sefer HaMitzvahs, says the Meshech Chachma, this is what I truly believe. The difference between Darabanan and Daraisas, then he quotes the Nesivus at the end. We'll mention this, because we haven't mentioned it in a while as well. The Nesivus uses this idea to explain why there's a halach in the Rambam, the Rambam Lashitaso. The Rambam says, if Reuven sells Shimon a piece of meat, which is treif Daraisa, and Shimon ate it, Reuven has to pay him back. But if Reuven sells Shimon a piece of meat that is treif midrabanan, and Shimon ate it, then he does not have to pay him back. If it's still ba'an, then he gives it back. He gives back the money. But if Shimon ate it already, he doesn't have to pay him. Why? Because in the first case, it was a mechachtos, he ate something problematic. But in the second case, you did a drabanan b'shogeg. You don't require tshuva for that, says the Nesivus. Because you didn't violate a lahachas against the Rabbanan. So that's why you don't need tshuva. So says the Meshech Chachma, that's the same idea that we're saying here. If it's a suffik, it's not a violation of Lo Sasser. The other way to get out of that problem with the Rambam, the Mabit writes in Kiryat Sefer, in the Hilchos Mamrim, that maybe the Rambam only means that you violate Lo Sasser if you're doing it, not because a person has a taiva to violate. It's only suffik, I want to eat it. But he's doing it out of a sense that the rabbis don't have the authority to make such rules. If it's out of that attitude, so that's a problem. And that's a violation of Los Asur, and that's the Da'araisa. But if somebody just violates because they have a taiva, whatever it is, so then that wouldn't be considered a violation, even according to the Rambam. That is where a lot of the major action happened with this with this mitzvah, the Rambam and the Ramban. Just to mention, this is most of the action is on the Rambam side. The Ramban, though, also must be examined. Rabbi Chanan discusses this. He says, everybody talks about the Rambam. What about the Ramban? So what did the Ramban say? No, this source is only for Daraisas. So what's the source in the Torah for Darabanans? According to the Ramban, how do we know in the Torah? Where does it say in the Torah that you have to listen to the rabbis? If it's not Lo Sasur, because he says that only is by Dinam Daraisa. What about when it comes to Dinam Darabanan? What's the source for that? So says Rabbi Elchanan in the Kovetz Shiurim, in the second volume, that this is what we've talked about in the past, what we would call Ratzon Hashem. It's clear from the rest of the Torah that if the rabbis have the power to interpret Dinam Daraisa, then it's logical and it's seamless to think that they also have the power to make other rules to safeguard the Torah and to protect the Torah. And it's logic. There's no pasuk in the Torah, but it's what we would call Ratzon Hashem, what exactly HaKadosh Baruch Hu would want from us. There's even a pasuk, he says, in Nevi'im that allude to this. Let me just find this. He has a pasuk in Yirmiyo in Perek Yutes. Hashem is upset. And what does the pasuk say? Uvanuas b'mos ha'ba'al esrofas b'neim ba'esh. They do give their children to the Baal. And asher lo tzivisi, I never commanded this. V'lo dibarti, I never said this. V'lo al salibi. What's the triple lashon? Lo tzivisi, lo dibarti, lo alsa alibi. If you look at the targum there in Yirmiyo, lo tzivisi means dinim daraisa. Lo dibarti, dinim darabanan. Lo alsa alibi, I didn't want it. We see there's a category outside, even besides darabanan daraisas. And says Rabbi Chanan, that's what the Ramban must assume. That the makar in the Torah for following the Rabbanan, if it's not Lo Sasser, because he is vehemently opposed to the Rambam, it must be Ratzon Hashem, meaning this other category that we must follow HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So that is one expansion, that what is included even Dinin Drabanim. Just to end with the other expansion, and that is, the Rambam only mentions Bezdin HaGadol. If you look in the Sefer HaChinuch himself, at the end of Tav Tzadi Hei, he says, the mitzvah applies to any Bezdin of every generation. V'noheges mitzvah zu, bizman shebezdin HaGadol b'Yerushalayim, and ubechlal mitzvah gam kein lishmoa v'la'asos kechol zman uzman kemitzvat ha'shofet. Continues to say, "Brachinah klomer hachacham hagadol sheyeh beinenu bizmanenu." So, any generation, any bezin of every generation, says the Sefer HaChinuch, is included. Mitzvah alin lishmua b'kol yiftach b'doro kamo lishmua b'doro. That's another expansion. Other Rishonim would say, no, only bezin HaGadol, maybe on a Darabana level, you have to listen. But the Sefer HaChinuch says on a Daraisa level, you also have included the Bezdin b'chol dar v'dar. Okay, there's a lot more to talk about, but Hashem, we'll get to it next time when we talk about mitzvah tav tzadivav.